All right, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Tamura daf Tezayin. We left off Tezayin Amud Aleph, three lines down on the Amud. The last word on the line is Gufa. The first word on the line is Ki Iflig. So today's shiur is going to focus almost exclusively on the concept that we began to mention yesterday about somehow when Moshe Rabbeinu died, the Bnei Yisrael forgot a certain number of halachas. So the number that we saw yesterday in the shiur was 3,000 halachas. We're going to see some other numbers today. Yet there was this very strange concept that nevertheless, even though they forgot a bunch of halachas, the Bnei Yisrael were still able to learn with the same intellectual capacity and the same depth and penetration as they were in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu up until the time of Yosef and Eliezer Ish Tzreida. But now we're going to see what happened with some of these halachas that the Bnei Yisrael forgot, and we're going to see in the Gemara that Asniel ben Kenaz, we're going to see who exactly Asniel ben Kenaz was able to restore some of those halachas. We'll talk about how he was able to do that. This conversation will take us pretty much to the bottom. Well, the reason that we mention all this here, I should say, is because one of the halachas that we forgot in the Evel of Moshe Rabbeinu was a chatas tzibur, sheneschapru ba'alea, whether that chatas is azla lamisa, or whether that chatas has to be left to die, or whether that chatas can be left to graze. That's the topic that we discussed yesterday. This is the reason why it's mentioned here, because this is one of these halachas that the Bnei Yisrael forgot when they were mourning the Ptira of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's going to take us to the Mishnah on Tezayin Amabez. We're going to leave off at the Mishnah. I may have to cut the shiur a little bit short because I have to hit the road shortly. Today's shiur is sponsored again, I should mention, by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, who is sponsoring again the next couple of weeks of Shiurim. And we thank Dr. Landerer and his family very, very much for their continued and extraordinary sponsorship of the Shiur and support of the Shul. Today's Shiur is also sponsored by Mayor Penstein in honor of BKNW's Magida Dafyomi and for making the Shiurim available online. I suspect the original Nusach of the sponsorship was sponsored by Mayor Penstein in honor of Rabbi Leibowitz, and for making the shiurim available online. So I'll be faithful to that nusach. The rabbi will amend when he gets back starting Friday morning. So says the Gemara again, we're to Zion Amud Aleph, three lines down, last word on the line. Gufa. Am Rav Yuda, Amar Shmuel, Shloshes Alafim Halachos Nishtaklu B'mei Avelo Shel Moshe, that there were 3,000 halachos that were forgotten when the Bnei Yisrael were mourning the Ptira of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Amar Lolo Yeshua. So what was their reaction? They forgot all these halachos. They wanted to learn these halachos. So they said to Moshe Rabbeinu's, disciple, primary disciple, they said to the Yeshua, Sha'al, you should ask. Who should you ask? So the Maharsha explains what they're telling Yeshua is, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what these halachas are, because we had forgotten all of these halachas. So Yeshua said, I can't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what these halachas are, because Lo B'Shamayim Hi. The Torah is not in Shemayim. It was given down to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to tell me the halachas. So Amar Lo L'Shmuel, so then they said to Shmuel Anavi, Sha'al, ask what these halachas were. And Amar Lahem, Ela Mitzvos, Shein Anavi Rashoi L'Chadosh Davar Me'ata. It says Ela Mitzvos, that these are the mitzvos. In other words, the corpus of halacha that existed at the time of the Nevi'im is it. And you can't be Mechadesh, and you can't be Mechadesh anything. So it's interesting. The Chok Nosam points out the reason that Shmuel uses a different Nusach, Yeshua, when he was asked to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, Lo B'Shamayim Hi. So Shmuel, when he's asked, doesn't say Lo B'Shamayim Hi, even though they also asked him to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Ela Mitzvah Shein Anavi Roy Rashoy L'Chadesh Dabar. So the Chok Nosam explains that by the time of Shmuel, they had totally forgotten all of these halachas to the point where, in other words, there was nobody alive, obviously, who even knew these halachas, to the point where if these halachas came back, it would be mamash achidish, because there was nobody who knew, who had any inkling as to what these halachas were to begin with. Whereas right after Moshe Rabbeinu's Patira, when they asked Yeshua, they had known these halachos originally, and therefore it wasn't considered lechadesh davar. The issue was getting these halachas back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the point is, they were trying to figure out how to get these halachas back. They asked Yeshua, he said no. They asked Shmuel, he said no. So says the, and then the, we should just also mention that this idea of Ein Anavi Rashoi Lechadesh davar means that a Navi can't use his Nevuah to be Mechadesh something. However, if there is a Navi who also happens to be a Talmud Chacham, and the example that everybody gives is Eliyahu HaNavi, whenever we say Teku, so some say that it means Tishbi Yataretz Kushus Vibos, how is it that Eliyahu is going to answer all of these fakas? It says, Eina Navi Rashoi Lechadesh davar and Lo B'Shamayimi. So the answer is, he's also a big Talmud Chacham. So from his Koach HaLimud, he's going to remind us of all of these halachos. But to pluck halachos that have been totally forgotten and bring them down from Shemayim Kaviyachal, that a Navi is not allowed to do. So says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafka, Av Chata Shemesu Balea Neshacha Bimei Avelo Shel Moshe. This idea of Chata Shemesu Balea, this halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that we know that a Chata Shemesu Balea by a Korban Yochid, by a Chatas Yochid, is Holech Lemisa, that halacha was forgotten in the days of the Avelo Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Amru L'Pinchas, now we have different characters in history whom they ask to restore the halachos. Termulu Pinchas Shal, they ask Pinchas to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remind them of the halachos. And Amarle Lo B'Shamayimi, Amarle Le'Elazar Shal, they ask Elazar ben Aaron to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mefarshim say, well, if Pinchas couldn't do it, why would Elazar be able to do it? And the answer is, they were asking Elazar to basically remind them of the what the halachos were by use of the Urim V'tumim. So they were trying to get the Bigdei Kahuna to try to explain what the halachos were. Amar lehem, Eila mitzvah sheina navi roi rashoi l'chadesh davar. And he said again, same answer, that Eila mitzvah said a navi is not allowed to be mechadesh anything, and meaning I'm not allowed to use the Urim V'tumim in order to be mechadesh what these halachos are. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, B'shoah Sheniftar Moshe Rabbeinu LeGan Eden, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Gan Eden, Amar Lo LeYoshua, so he said to Yoshua, Sha'al Mimeni Kol Sveika She'esh Lecha, ask me, take advantage now, because I'm about to go up to the Olam HaEmes, ask me now all of the sfeikos that you have, and I'll answer all of your sfeikos. So Yeshua answered him in a way that could slightly be interpreted, or could be interpreted as slightly chutzpedik. So Yeshua said, so Rebbe, klumi nachticha sha'achas, did I ever leave you for an hour of alachti l'machom acher? Did I ever go do anything else? Lo kach kasavta bi, didn't you write about me, Meshor, so Yeshua ben Nun, nar lo yomish mitocha ol, that I never left your side, so I don't have any sfeikos, because everything I know from you, and I know everything there is to know. So says the Gemara, Miyat Toshesh Kocho Shel Shel, it says Yeshua, but the Gersa should be changed to Moshe. That Moshe Rabbeinu was very distraught by this response of Yeshua, because on the one hand, it showed that Yeshua was such a righteous disciple, and he was such a diligent disciple that he learned everything from him. On the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu was getting the feeling that he wasn't able to impart any more wisdom to Yeshua, and that made him feel very, very upset, and so he was distraught. So now we have a different number, and Yeshua, on account of the fact that he made Moshe Rabbeinu upset, now forgot 300 halachos, v'noldu lo sheva meos sfeikos, and there were, in addition to the 300 halachos that he forgot, there were 700 sfeikos that started percolating in his mind, v'yamdu kol Yisrael lahargo. And so the Jewish people were going to go kill Yeshua. It's remarkable. But the Yeshua here, they thought was responsible for the loss of the 300 halachos and the arising of the 700 sfeikas. So Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't know what to do to save you, Yeshua. Lo Amar Lecha Efshar. I can't tell you what these halachos are. The Jewish people are out for your blood. They're upset that you caused them to forget the halachos. I can't remind you of what the halachos are because lo b'shamayim he. So therefore, what should we do? So let's make a smoke screen. So lech v'tardan b'milchama, go occupy them with war. Then they'll forget about killing you. Shenemar v'yachrei mos Moshe eved Hashem v'yomer Hashem. And the pasuk continues that they said to go out to war. So v'yachrei mos Moshe eved Hashem v'yomer Hashem l'Yeshua ben Nun. Meshor so Moshe lemar that they should then send the Bnei Yisrael out to war. So that's what he did in order to divert their attention. But Masnisan Tana, we have a brisa that teaches us, Elef Ushvameos Kalin Vachamurin, there were 1,700 Kalin v'chamurim, kal v'chomers, u'gzeira shavos, and u'gzeira shava, v'dikduke sofrim, and dikduke sofrim, nishtachu b'mei avelo shel Moshe. They forgot in the time period of the mourning of Moshe Rabbeinu. So first says Rashi, what are dikduke sofrim? So Rashi here, it's about a little bit more than halfway down on the right column of Rashi on this Amud. Says mefarish b'shkolim and mesach shkolim. We learn what dikduke sofrim are. Sha'asu haTorah sfiros sfiros. Often we find that there were certain numbers associated with various halachos, and these numbers are used as an aid to memory. So, for example, kagon tezvav nashim p'turos sorosayim, like in Yevamos, we have the 15 nashim who were pater their tzaros, their koites from Yibun, yud gimel dvarim nemru benevelas oftar, the 13 halachos that are mentioned by nevelas oftar, chamisha lo yitrumu sheyisarfu, there are five who should not take truma, shetzirfu advarim minom yachas shalei shtachu meosam dikdukin shadai. So in other words, what they would do is they would incorporate, or they would segregate these various halachos into groups, and then they would assign each group a number, and that was a mnemonic. Effectively, it was an aid to memory so that they shouldn't forget these halachos. So those groupings that were not yet made at the time when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, they just lost their ability to work like that and to make these memory devices. So we have, again, all of these kal v'chomers, the gzei reshavas, and everything were forgotten in the time of the p'tira of Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Chok Nasa, and over here we have three different numbers. First, yesterday we saw 3,000 halachas. Then today we saw 300 halachas plus 700 sfeikas. Now we're saying 1,700 halachas. So what was it? So he says that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, they forgot 3,000 halachos. There were an additional 300 halachos that were forgotten because of the Avera of Yoshua, when Yoshua spoke in the manner that could have been interpreted to be slightly disrespectful to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then there were 1,700 additional halachos that were forgotten in the time of the Ptira of Moshe Rabbeinu. And these halachos that they forgot, these are the halachos that we're going to see right now in the Gemara that Osniel ben Kenaz restored to the Bnei Yisrael. So says the Gemara, again, this is in the last skinny line, Samar Avevo, Afal Pikein Echziron Osniel ben Kenaz Mitoch Pulpulo, that Osniel ben Kenaz was able to remind the Bnei Yisrael of all of these halachos because of his pilpul, because of his koach hezber, and he was able to cause them to remember all of these halachos. Says the Maritz Chias, it's one thing that he was able to remind them of the kal v'chomer and the dukdukei sofrim because he was such a bal mazber, and he had this great method of pilpul, he had this great method of learning, but gzeira shava ein adam dan gzeira shava elem ken kiblu mirabo. So how could it be that he reminded them of the gzeira shava if they lost that kabbalah from their Rebbe? How could it be that he reminded them of the Gzei Rishava? So what you have to say is that he reminded them. In other words, you can't don a Gzei Rishava unless you had a Kabbalah. But what he did was he reminded them, oh, I have this Kabbalah. In other words, he didn't come up with Gzei Rishava, because he can't come up with Gzei Rishava. But he reminded them, oh, it says this word here in two places in the Torah. Remember that Gzei Rishava, and then they remembered it. So somehow he was able to restore all of these halachos. Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk, Ve'yulkada Osniel ben Kenaz, Achi Kalev, Osniel ben Kenaz, the brother of Kalev, Ve'itin lo es achsa bito le'isha. And he gave him achsa, so Kalev gave Osniel, his brother, his Kalev, daughter Achsa for a wife. Achsa. Why was her name Achsa? It's a very unflattering name. Shakola Roa Osa Koes Halishta. It actually means to the contrary, that anybody who would see Achsa would get upset at his wife because Achsa was so beautiful. So they'd see Achsa and they say, why can't my wife be as beautiful as Achsa? Vayibavoa Vatisiseyu. And it was and she came and she urged him. Lishol Me'esavia Sade. That she asked that Osniel requests from her father Kalev a field so that they could support themselves. Vatitznach me'ala chamor. And she slid off the donkey. So my vatitznach, what does it mean that she slid? So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar lo, machamor zek, even she'en lo machal bavuso miyad soeg. Just like this chamor, once it doesn't have any food in its feeding bag, it immediately starts to brain, it starts to complain. Kach isha, even she'en lo tfuah, betok pesa miyad soekes. So to a woman, as soon as there's no food left in the house, she immediately starts to cry out for food. Vatomer tznali bracha ki eretz hanegev nasati. You should give me a bracha because you gave me very arid land in the desert. I can't grow any food, and basically I need some form of sustenance. So bayish amenugav mikol tova, that you have given me a house that is totally wiped clean of any good. Penesatali, and you should give me golos mayim, springs of water. Adam shembo elator bavad. In other words, you gave me springs of water. What are the springs? We know that mayim is a metaphor for Torah, and you gave me a person who is a great talmid chacham, Asniel ben Kenaz. However, he cannot support me because he doesn't have a job. He doesn't have business, and therefore I am starving. I don't have any food. So v'yitin lo kolev es golos al yonos ves golos tachtonios. And now Kolev gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. So Amar La, so he said to her, mi shador al yonim v'tachtonim yivakesh mimenu mizonos. That whoever is dar in Elyonim and Tachtonim should ask for Mizonos. In other words, you married a Talmud Chacham, you should have him daven for Parnasa. And Rashi points out, it says in Pasuk in Mishlei, Haisa Kaniyos Socher Mimerchak Tavi Lachma. So in other words, he's the person who should be davening for you for support. So says the Gemara, let's take a time out. Because it says that Asniel ben Kenaz married his brother Kalev's daughter, whose name was Achsa. So it turned out that Asniel and Kalev were brothers, meaning that Kalev was the son of Kenaz. But we know from the Torah what Kalev's name was, and it was not Ben Kenaz. Says the Gemara of Kalev ben Kenazu, was Kalev the son of Kenaz, valo Kalev ben Yefunehu. His name is said in the Torah as Kalev ben Yefuneh. Says the Gemara, Ma Yefune, Shapana Me'atzas Meraglim. His name wasn't really Yefune. He's called Yefune because he steered clear of the Atzas Meraglim. Vakati ben Kenazu, but really was he still the son of Kenaz, ben Chetzron, who he was the son of Chetzron. Dechsev Kalev ben Chetzron, Holides Azuva. So we see he's referred to as Kalev ben Chetzron. So Amarava, Chorge de Kenazu. He was a stepson of Kenaz. In other words, it's true he was the son of Chetzron. It's also true he was the son of Kenaz. He was not the son of Yefuneh. He was called Yefuneh because he steered clear of the Atzas Meraglim. Says the Gemara, Tana, hu Asniel, hu Yavetz. His name was called Asniel. He was also called Yavetz, hu Mashmo, but what was his real name? Yehuda Achi Shimon. Shmo. His name was Yehuda, the brother of Shimon. Asniel, why was he called Asniel? Shano Kel. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Yavetz, Sheyotz, Fariva, Torah, B'Yisrael, because he spread Torah throughout Klal Yisrael. Uminolon, Sheyotz, Shano Kel. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him? Dechsev, Vayikra, Yavetz, Alokei Yisrael, Lemar, if you bless me, great, and you'll expand my borders. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him Esasher Sha'al, and what he asked for. So in other words, so now the Gemara is going to explain what he said. When he said, if you bless me, great, that means you should give me Torah. And you should expand my boundaries, it means give me more Talmidim. So in other words, this was all a reference to Torah instead of a reference to physical things, which we might have thought he was asking for Gashmias. Says the Gemara, no, he was asking all about Ruchnias. V'asa mirasi, and keep me from harm, she yizdamnu li reyim kamosi, that I should counter friends like me, levilti atzavi, shlo yisagvi yetza, shlo yizgabeni yetzahara milishanos, so that the yetzahara should not overpower me and prevent me from learning. So keep me in a good chevra to make sure that I'm gonna continue to want to learn. Imata osa kein mutav, if you do all this for me, then great. Vim lav, areni holech linasisi shlishol. And if not, I'm gonna go to my grave with my affliction. In other words, he's beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him all these great things in Torah. Miyad ve'yavei Elokim es asher sha'al, and immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. So we see that he prayed for all this success in Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. Okay, so says the Gemara now by Turki Yotze B'davar Ata Omer, Rosh v'ish v'ish takhim. You have a poor man and a middle class man, nifkashu. They meet. Me'arene shneim. Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu enlightens the eyes of both of them. What does that mean? B'shoa she'atalmid holech etzel rabo, in a time when a student goes to his Rebbe, v'omer lo lamdeni Torah, and it says, teach me Torah, imalamdo, if the Rebbe teaches the Talmud Torah, me'er eni shneim, then it's going to benefit both of them. Me'er eni eshe Hashem. V'im lav, oshev rosh nifkashu. And if not, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use the metaphor of the poor person and the middle class and the rich person meeting. So, Ose Kulam Hashem. So, Misha, so Chacham Lazeh, Oso Asa Tipesh, Tipesh Lazeh, Oso Asa Chacham. In other words, basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person wisdom and intellect in order to share that intellect with other people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give a person capacity and capability in Torah, said he should keep it for himself. He gave it to the person so the person should be able to give it over. So if the Talmud goes to the Rebbe and says, Rebbe, please give over from the talent that you got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the Rebbe gives it over to him, great. If the Rebbe doesn't give it over, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, who decided that I'm going to make you the smart guy with all the koach halimud and I'm going to make the Talmud need you? I'll turn the tables. I'll turn you into the Talmud. I'm going to make him into the Rebbe. So Zu Mishnas Rav Nassim. This is the way that Rav Nassim learned it. Rav Yudah Nasi Yomer, he learns it in a different way, having to do with Gashpias. So in Baruch Tvarachini Bepiri of Arivia, that if you bless me, it means Bepiri of Arivia. Vehir Basi as Gvuli Bebanim Bebavanos. Vaisi Yadchi Madi Bemasa Bematav, that he should succeed in business. Vasi Simarasi Shloya Be Mechash Rosa Mechash Aznayim and Mechash Enayim, that I shouldn't have headaches, earaches, or eye aches. That I shouldn't have Yetzara to abandon learning. If you do all this for me, that's great. But if not, I'm going to go to my grave with my affliction. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered whatever he asked for. If you have a poor person and a middle class person who meet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to enlighten the eyes of both of them. Now the metaphor is about, again, Gashmias, when a poor person goes to a balabayas, Vamar Parnaseni, and he asks for tzedakah, and Mefarnaso Mutav. If he gives him tzedakah, that's great. Vim lav, but if not, Osha Varosh Nifkishu, then the poor person and the rich person meet, Osa Kula Mashem. Everything is Me'es Hashem. Misha, so Osher Lazeh, Osa Osa Ani, Ani Lazeh, Osa Osa Osher. So in other words, the poor person goes to the rich person. If the rich person gives tzedakah and supports the poor person, that's great. If the rich person refuses, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn the tables and turn the rich person into a poor person. He's going to give the poor person all of his wealth. So says the Gemara, now Vayter. This is going back to the Shita of Reb Shimon that we had in the Mishnah. So we saw in our Mishnah a machlokas whether by Echata Sibur, Echata Sheneschapru Balea is Lamisa or not. And it turned out that Tanakama held that those halachas, the Chamesh Chatos Mesas, applied only to Echatas Yachid, whereas the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda was that it applied even to Echatas Sibur. And Rav Shimon said, let's try to figure it out. We have five Chatos that are left to die. Three of those five Chatos cannot apply in a tzibur. Why? Because we have Vlad Chatos and the tzibur, and the Chatos Sibur is only a male and it can't have a Vlad. We have Tmuras Chatas, and the Tzibur cannot make a Tmura, only a Yachid can make a Tmura. We have Chatas Shemesa Balea, and only a Yachid can die, but the Tzibur, the Kihila, the Tzibur can never die. So said Rav Shimon, from the fact that these three can apply only by a Chatas Yachid, not by a Chatas Tzibur, it implies that all of the five halachas apply only by a Chatas Yachid, not by a Chatas Tzibur. So even the concept of Chatas She'ibra Shnasa or Chatas Shemesa Balea, even though technically it's possible for them to apply Betzibur, since the others don't apply Betzibur, these don't apply Betzibur as well. That was the limud of Reb Shimon. So says the Gemara now, Vayter. So Tan Rabbanan, Reb Shimon Omer, Chomesh Chatos Mesos, Vlad Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, Chatos Shemesa Balea, Chatos Shechipru Balea, Vachatos Sheibur Shnasa. Iata Yochalomar Vlad Chatos Besibur Levishain Chatos Nekeva Besibur. Viata Yochalomar Tmuras Chatos Besibur Levishain Siburosa Tmura. Viata Yochalomar Chatos Shemesa Balea Besibur Levishain Asibur Mason. Shekipru Balea Vashibur Shnasa Lomatsinu. We don't have a clear Mesora as to whether those apply by a Chatos Sibur or not. However, let's learn like this. Yochol Yunogos Bem Yachad Bem Besibur. I might think that therefore they should apply both by Echatas Yochan and by Echatas Sibur. Yilmad Sasu Mimefurash. So we learn the uncertain from that which is mefurash. Ma mefurash b'yachid v'lo b'tzibor, just like the mefurash, meaning chatas shemesa ba'alea, vlad chatas, tmuros chatas, can apply only by a yachid and not by a tzibor. Even that which is vague and could go both ways, afshe kipru ba'alev, shibur shnasa b'yachid v'ar mamur v'lo b'tzibor. So he makes that limud b'derech mematzinu. Says the Gemara, v'chidon and efshar mishi'i efshar. But do we really do this? Can we don which is efshar from efshar? So in other words, says the Gemara, says Rashi rather, the fact that we don't have these three types of chatos by yitzibur just means that those halachos can't apply by yitzibur because it's an impossibility. But how do you want, why should I assume that these other two halachos also, which are capable of being applied to a tzibur, necessarily shouldn't apply to a tzibur? Says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says like this, Arba Nasnu Lahem, there were four halachos, Lamoshe Mesinai, that the chatos have to be left to die, Vemeduam Al Chamesh. And they ultimately added a fifth. In other words, the fifth they didn't have a clear mesora on, but they added the fifth to the first grouping of four. Now says the Gemara, Vizal Kadaitach Betzibur. So in other words, they had a mesora again. There were four halachos Lamoshe Mesinai, that these four types of chatos had to be left to die. So says the Gemara, Vizal Kadaitach Betzibur. So it can't be that all those four halachos apply to the tzibur, because three of the five categories can't apply to a tzibur altogether. So if they had a halacha, Lamoshe Mesinai, that was in one halacha, that four types of chatos are left to die, it has to be mehechrich, it has to be talking about a chatas yachid, because by a chatas tzibur, you never have more than two which are able to be left to die. Says the Gemara, Vizal kadaita b'tzibur, hanech miyisnu b'tzibur, elar karkach yimot sasam m'mafurash. Therefore, what we have to say is that we're going to learn sasam min ha'mafurash. So Rashi over here explains, it's the second Rashi on the page, arba nitnulem, kulam arba chatos nitnulem misinai, demesos, v'lo chamesh. So this idea that we talk about chamesh chatos, mesos, alachal moshe misinai, says Rashi, based on this Gemara, not entirely accurate. The halacha l'Moshe Mesinai was that there were four chatos. The chamish is nemerlem roe, and the fifth, the halacha was that they would leave it to graze. B'mei avelo shel Moshe shakru eze hoisa roe. They forgot which one of the five did we learn roe, that they're left to graze, and which four of the five did we learn that they are holech lemisa? So isal kadaitach b'tzibur nemer lahem mi mishkachas lo b'tzibur holem isramim b'tzibur ela shtayimem ela vade loave ela b'yachid. So says the Rashi, like we explained outside, it's impossible that the basis for this halacha was a chatas tzibur, because by a chatas tzibur you only have two out of the five that are capable of even applying to a chatas tzibur. So it's obvious that we're dealing with a chatas yachid. Now, in the category of chatas yachid, they had a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, four of these chatos have to be left to die. The fifth one was roeh, but they didn't know which one was roeh, therefore they just said, forget it, we're out. We're going to make the halacha that all of these five chatos have to be left to die, because we don't know, we forgot which one we lacked the mesorah for. So says the Gemara, Vayter, Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson says, same idea, but a different approach. Achas Nathalahem, there was one halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, which was given to them. Vemidum al-Chamesh. And then they said, you know what? We're just going to make the halacha by all five that it's going to be left to die. And Rashi explains here, achas nitnalem lemisa verbo l'ria. Initially, the halacha of Moshe Mesinai was only one of them is left to die. Four of them are put out to graze. Vemidu al chamisha. And they just said, let's be kaveya the halacha that all five are left to die. Sheshachu eza hamisa, because they forgot which is the one that goes to misa. Rav Nosson lefruche time the Rav Shimon demasnisan asa elamakami demasik lemilse kaparach leashas. And Rashi says, really, this is another reason as to the mematzinu. This is another explanation to the mematzinu that Rav Shimon was making. But before we get to filling out this limud, the Gemara is going to ask. So according to this shita, according to Rav Nosson Shita, there was one chatas legabe which they had a misora, it's left to die. Four chatos, they had a misora that it should go l'ri'iyah, that it should be set out to pasture. So we don't know whether this halacha was stated in the context of a chatas yachid or a chatas sibur. Says the Gemara, v'lechse ba sidra gemirilu, ibi yachid, ibi tzibur. Why couldn't they simply remember which category this one chatas that was left to die, the one chatas legabe which they had the halach lemosh misina, that it's lemisa azla, why don't they just remember which category it applied to? Whether it applied to the category of chatas yachid or whether it applied to the category of chatas sibur. Says the Gemara, well, hello, because they forgot. So shtei shikios shaku, because they forgot two things. First, they forgot the category, whether the halacha of the chata shemesa balea applied by a chata siachet or by a chata sibur. And of the five chatos, they forgot which one they learned the halacha that it's left to die. Says the Gemara, v'kashalu, this alchadayat chabit sibur, and if you want to say that it was learned by a chata sibur, hanach miyisnu bit sibur, some of these categories we don't even have by sibur, we only have by a chata siachet. Elash mamina yilmot salsa mimufurash. So Elamai, explaining the Shita of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, we have to learn the salsa mimufurash. We have to learn that which is vague and could apply both by a yachid and by a tzibur from that which can apply only by a yachid. Mamufurash b'yachid v'lo b'tzibur, av salsa b'yachid v'lo b'tzibur. Just like the mufurash can only apply by a yachid and not by a tzibur, so too the sasam can apply only by a yachid and not by a tzibur. So basically, the Mem Atzinu told us that there were five chatos in this category. Three of them apply only by a yachid. So just like those three can only apply by a yachid, the other two also only apply by a yachid. The Gemara asks, oh, do we learn like this? And the answer is basically yes. Two ways of learning like this, because initially there was one chatas or four chatos where they knew the halacha. They had to back into the halacha by the fifth chatas. But because generally these apply only by a yachid, we're going to say across the board, all of these halachas apply only by a yachid. All right, so I'm going to cut out early because I have to head up to the Catskills. We'll pick up here in the Mishnah tomorrow, God willing.